Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, ma'am. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I wanted to ask you a few questions. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Thank you. First question, if you don't mind me asking, what is the year of your birth?
1971.
Thank you. What is your race? Do you identify as white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African-American.
Thank you, ma'am. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. Do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
A master's degree.
Thank you. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat unsatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I think for the most part, I approve.
That will be strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know them or you never heard of them, please let me know. Democrat
okay.
In Congress.
0
to 10.
Let's say 7.
7. Thank you. Joe Biden.
Let's say 6.
Six. Thank you. Fannie Willis.
I'm going to say an 8 for her.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
I'm going to say a 6.
6. Thank you. Carnal West.
Carnal, who is, I'm sorry, say that again.
Carnal West.
Carnal West. I 5. I have no clue what he's done.
5. Okay. Donald Trump?
3.
3. Okay. Thank you. Brian Kemp?
I would give him a 7. He's done well.
7? Thank you
very
much. No matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you the most? From 0 to 10, please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has. 0 to 10.
An 8.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on the issues that are going on in your community? 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. How will you describe black political power since 2020? Will you say it is much powerful, much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There's no difference. It's somewhat less powerful or it's much less powerful?
I would say there's no difference.
No difference. Thank you. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Use a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you definitely will not vote, 5 means that there's a 50-50 chance that you will vote, and 10 means that you will definitely vote in 2024.
10.
10. Thank you very much. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected as president in 2024?
Oh, I care a great deal.
Thank you very much. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Colonel West, another third-party candidate, or will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I will probably vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
I would say stay about the same.
Stayed about the same. Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's definitely, which means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Criminal justice reform, 0 to 10.
I would say a 10.
2, okay. What about environmental justice?
7.
Thank you. Inflation or cost of living?
8.
Thank you. Crime and violence?
I would say that's a 7.
Thank you. Gun control?
Probably an 8.
Thank you. Voting rights?
10.
Thank you. Next question. I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that issues has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improving your community. 0 means that the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improving your community. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Criminal justice reform.
Let's say a 4.
4. Environmental justice?
4.
Inflation or cost of living?
I'm going to say, let's give that a 5.
5. Crime and violence?
4.
Gun control?
I think probably let's give that a 7. I know they did some work with that.
Okay. Yeah. Voting rights?
4.
4. Okay. Thank you. Next. I'm going to read to you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or not at all. In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offenses of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possessions and urged governors to do the same.
I'm going to say 5.
It's either a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or
I'm
not at all.
I'm going to say not that much.
Okay. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes.
I'm going to say somewhat.
A fair amount, a great deal, not that much, not at all.
Not that much.
Thank you. The strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments.
Whatever the highest one is.
A great deal?
A great deal.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden and Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in 2024, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024. You can select any number from 0 to 10. Here we go. President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our community, our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. 0 to 10.
I say that's 10.
Thank you. Next, black Georgians have the power to determine our future by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health? Or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is Georgia. This is our time. 2024 is up to us to decide our future. 0 to 10.
I would say 8.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter the most to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you very much. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024?
Extremely likely. Definitely will. Extremely.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected and president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
Thank you. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other states and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Colonel West, another third-party candidate, or will you not vote for president? Are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Black Votes Matter.
I trust them a great deal.
A great deal. Thank you. Secretary of State.
I don't trust them a whole lot. So what's the middle range?
Not that much or not at all or a fair amount.
A fair amount.
Okay. Thank you. What about Fair Count?
I'm not familiar with them.
That's fine. That's also an answer. What about Fair Fight?
Not familiar with them either.
What about Local Board of Election?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. That will be not that much or a fair amount?
I would say a fair amount.
Okay, what about Pro-Georgia?
I have not heard of them either.
What about People's Agenda?
Not familiar with them either.
What about New Georgia Project?
Nope, don't know them either.
Okay, thank you. These next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourselves as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Heterosexual, straight.
Okay. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No. Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Homemaker.
Homemaker. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Last year, that was 2022. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About 75,000.
About 75. Okay, thank you. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert, yes or no?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. What is the best email for us to send you the gift card? Can you please provide me an email?
Okay, it is Tanya, that is T-A-N as in Nancy, Y-A, Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L.
Hold on, Tanya. Okay, you lost me after Tanya.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead. T-A-N-Y-A.
T-A-N-Y-A.
Okay.
P as in Paul, O W E L L.
Powell.
080828.
Okay.
At Yahoo.
Yahoo. Okay.
Mhm.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and every single one of your opinions. Okay, it's asking me to re-enter your email address. Once again, your email address, please. Tanya Powell.
Tanya Powell 0828 at Yahoo. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Tanya. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.